Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 April 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. And I do mean that. Thanks for being with us tonight. I don't care where you are around the world. If you listen to this program, I don't care if we get calls like from Japan, we get calls from Australia and Paris and other France and other places. I mean, and even some a couple times from Russia and Greece, wherever you are, and you're listening, you're part of the family. And when I ask for call-ins, you can call in if you want to from anywhere in the world. You're more than welcome to do so. We'd love to hear from you, and for you to be out there listening to us tonight is such an honor, and I do mean that. Our guest tonight was going to be Pastor Derek Reamer, a preacher from Canada who was arrested a month and a half, 2 months ago, for preaching in the streets against homosexuals and what's happening in his country. Well, we called him on the night, and guess what? He's in jail again. Derek Reamer, a preacher, preaching on righteousness, trying to save his country from total depravity and destruction, is in jail for preaching God's word. Now, we're going to discuss that some during this hour. I'm going to teach on this coming weekend at Bible study. We're going to have church this weekend, Lord willing. We don't get another 60-mile-an-hour wind. We're going to have Bible study. And I hope you'll take time to join us, folks. I truly do. It's not because I'm the speaker, the pastor, or anything else you may well call me. It's because we're exposing truth and talking about the Word of God. There is no more important topic in this world than the truth of the word of God Almighty. And exposing the evil all around us by His Word. And telling the future from His Word also. You can join us live at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning, Eastern Time, by going to our website, Pastor Butch. PastorButch.com, and type on live stream. At 10:30, we'll be taking prayer requests and praise reports. 10:30 to 11 is what we do. 11:30 to 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News. From 1 to 2, we get into the Word of God, folks. And I try not to do anything except tell it the way it's written, without apology, but prayerfully in love and respect for those listening. None of us like to be corrected. Very few of us like it when the Lord chastises, for sure. But it's important, folks, to understand the Word of God. Now, if you don't have a computer and you want to listen to the program, this teaching, you can by calling this phone number, 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013, 5013. Now, folks, I want you to join us. I truly mean that with all my heart. I'd like for you to join us. And if you can't do that, but you would like to receive the teachings we do 4 hours a month. If you'd like to do that, you can get all 4 hours on DVD or CD, $15. That does pay for the CD and a pace, or the DVD CD. And it pays for the shipping. That's all it is. We're not trying to make money off this. We're trying to keep bills paid. If you want those sent to you once a month, the Bible studies on DVD or CD, I recommend DVD because we do show some video sometimes, then please let us know. Call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Leave your name and address with Lisa, and we'll send that to you. The first month, no charge. Just say, I want to get on the DVD or CD of the month. No charge, okay? And don't forget, while you're at it, to get our new catalog sent to you. All you need your name and address. We'll send it to you at no charge at all. The new catalog is available. If you want it, just call and ask for it. And we're going to offer this month for a while anyway. Something that almost got the station burned down back in the middle 90s when I was on a local station, and they threatened protest by it. When I read on air a document written in 1987 called the Gay Manifesto, and how they're going to take this country down a piece at a time. And by golly, folks, I'm telling you the truth, they've done it just like they said they were going to do it. They took us down one little bit at a time, but they've got it done. They've taken us down the road that says it's going to take us down, and we are now paying for the ignorance, apathy, and tolerance we've had in this country against this perversion. The Gay Manifesto, again, is just paid postage, $5. It's only a couple pages long. If you want to read exactly how they're going to do it in the schools, in the military, and no one thought it could happen because we're in America. Well, it happened. If you want to see how it happened, how it's planned, and read the article that almost got the station burned down according to what people threatened to do it, just call us the same number. You can pay the credit card, debit card, send a check for $5. We'll send it to you. And I hope you get it, folks. I really do. But again, don't forget our new catalogs available. If you want, just ask for it. Let's get started, okay? I want to read to you something my wife, Marcia Jean, sent me. It's a cartoon of a couple of adults and about five or six children sitting around a table. And the children are on the phone. And it says, putting your phone away and paying attention to those talking to you, there's an app for that. It's called Respect. I like that. How disgusted I get when I walk into a place where people are sitting around eating together, families or friends, whatever, and their phones are up and they're not saying a word or very few words to each other. The app is called Respect, folks. Respect. It disgusts me to see people wasting their time with their families with a cotton picking cell phone. But anyway, also, don't forget we're on now offering a product that I can tell you personally works very well called Sugar 2 Fiber. It actually converts 50-90% of all meals with glucose, I don't care what's from bread or whatever, and sugars. It turns it into calories so it can be burned. 50-90% of the sugar and glucose, it turns to fiber. All right? It's available. You get 10% off. The regular price is $49.95. Take 10% off that order. You'll order two more, 15% off. This product works. If you're out there today and tonight you're pre-diabetic or you're concerned about your sugar levels, or you're diabetic like I've been for several years because of Agent Orange, this product will help you. It's done tremendously well for me. So if you want it, we're available to the ministry now. Just call us at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Order all the bottles you want. We got plenty. We'll get more. Okay? Please know that we want to do this. We want to help you if you can. You know, the Bible tells us a couple of verses I want to share with you. One out of Psalms 11, verse 3. Now, I want you to listen to the wording. I didn't write this. But it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Let that sink in just a minute. If the foundations, meaning Jesus Christ and the Word of God, are taken off society and destroyed in that society, what can the righteous do? Well, I'll tell you one thing for sure. When the foundation is destroyed and the Word of God is taken out of the nation, those who stand for the Word of God, just like your brother Derek up in Canada now, is in jail right now. That's what's going to happen to the righteous and those who preach the Word of God. And the reason being, folks, it is not the law's fault. It's not the sinner's fault. It's the church's fault. In the books I've written, I had two chapters, one entitled Toleration Equals Destruction and Toleration Equals Damnation. And a Methodist preacher, John Wesley, said, that what you tolerate today will embrace tomorrow. Well, I'll tell you right now, folks, the warning God, Christ himself gave us in Matthew chapter 5. I'll be getting into some more detail on Saturday, by the way, along with more articles to prove this. In Matthew chapter 5, Christ said, ye, that's you and I, folks, ye are the salt of the earth. But now pay attention. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. He's talking to the church, my friends, my brothers and sisters. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The blame, again, is not on the sin of the world. The blame is on the apathy, ignorance, and tolerance of the so-called church. We want to say, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. That's what the church was supposed to do. Be the light in the house, in society, in the nation, in the world. That was our job. That was our assignment. But now the church is full of darkness. So there is no light left, very little. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But we don't live by works. Well, then you don't believe the Bible then, do you? James says the same thing. James said faith without works is dead, and that kind of faith can't save you. So works is necessary. That doesn't mean that you sit back and go to church four or five times a week. No, no, no. Works is getting out in society, standing for the truth, telling the truth, preaching the truth, and not caring what happens to you personally. He said, when they see your good works, they'll praise your Father, which is in heaven. Then he went on to say in verse 17, a part that most Baptists hate, think not that I come to destroy the law, nor the prophets. I am come to destroy, not to destroy, but to fulfill the law, which he did. And he passed on the same moral laws and precepts on us today for us to fulfill on this earth. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law to all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men to do so, men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, church, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now let that sink in a minute. Why tell them they talk a good game? That's all we do. We don't walk a good game. We talk a good game. We say the right things. We say amen. They're good preaching, and we love the sermons. but we're not following the laws of God and standing for righteousness. Same thing Ezekiel preached to his people before when Jerusalem was being destroyed. They loved his preaching, but the Bible says no one obeyed him. No one obeyed the word, but they loved his preaching. I'm sure thousands of listeners broadcast probably love what I say, but they don't want to get involved. They don't want to call in case somebody finds out who they are and they get their name on a list somewhere, maybe. They don't want to send donations again in case somebody finds out where the donations come from, and they might get in trouble for supporting a terroristic program. Oh, yeah, folks, I've been told that already. I know it's true. I've been told that. These kind of people, I love what you're doing, Pastor. I love the word that you're preaching, but I don't want to obey it. I don't want to help you. I would call that a hypocrite. Know what you call it, but I call it a hypocrite. And I don't apologize for saying that. It is what it is. It's amazing how few people that keep this radio station going. We have a couple sponsors, as you know. C60, the other one is Summer, with the Superior Mountain Herbs. And New Manna Food also helps with the ministry. Other than that, it's all donations or what you buy through us here at the ministry. And a few people are the biggest donors, and I appreciate everyone that sends in, but I'm not picking on any side donation, I'm not saying that. But you'd be surprised how few people actually do send in to help us. And they're a family, and I know who they are. I talk to them. They talk to me. They're part of the family. And you all are too, but I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, that you cannot sit on the wayside while the war is going on. You cannot sit on the sidelines while the war is going on and call yourself an active member of the army of God. If you sit out during the battle, then the least I can say is you're a coward. The least I can say is you're a coward. And probably lost on top of that. If fear confines you, and fear is what makes you stand back and do nothing, then the love of God is not perfected in you. Let that sink in. We'll move on. I'm going to share a couple of good news items with you very quickly here. If you don't mind. And please just keep if I happen to have a quick cough. I went to Tennessee a couple of days and come back with cold. Ain't that wonderful? Anyway, final judgment against Florida counseling bans. This is some good news. Thanks to Liberty Counsel, a group that we do support that I support personally every month, they won a great victory. U.S. District Judge Robin Rosenberg entered the final judgment today in favor of Liberty Counsel's clients in Otto versus City of Boca Raton in Florida. As a result of the victory over the unconstitutional ordinances in City of Boca Raton and Palm Breeze County that prevented counselors from providing minor clients with help to reduce or eliminate unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. In other words, the court said, as a pastor, as a doctor, I cannot counsel you in what you need to do and how you should fix this. How you should change these things. According to the judgment, Palm Beach County will financially compensate Dr. Otto $50,000 and Dr. Hamilton $50,000 for damage on all their clients for all their claims for relief. The City of Boca Raton will compensate Dr. Otto $50,000 and Dr. Hamilton $25,000. I said this today on Melody Cedarson's program. I'll say it again. That's how it hurts. That's how it hurts these cities and these counties. Is in the pocketbook. It's the only thing to pay attention to. But here's the sad part. Here's the sad part. They're not going to pay it. The taxpayers are. So those who live in Boca Raton or in Palm Beach County are going to pay that out of their pocket. That's who pays it. And rightfully so. Because the so-called citizens, and even more to it, the so-called church Christians are the reason this is happening. So it's rightfully so that we pay the bill. As a whole, we let it happen. In addition, Liberty Counsel will be entitled to attorney's fees and costs. As a result of these victories, counselors in Florida, Alabama, and Georgia are free to help their minor clients. Praise God for a victory there. And I do mean that. Praise God Almighty. But the sad part of it is, why in the name of all that's holy do we have to take to court a case about sexual deviants, perverts, liberal idiots, wanting to counsel your child, your young boy, how to be a girl, need to cut off his private parts and take hormones to be a girl, and vice versa? Why did we get to the point that this has to be even talked about, much less took to court, taken to court to be overruled on? Why is this even in the society today? The answer is, if the foundations be destroyed because the church wasn't the light or the salt, what can the righteous do? Well, Brother Derek in Canada is in jail because that righteous young man will not back down, shut up, or sit down. I would to God the churches of America could say the same thing today. The churches are losing attendance by the hundreds of thousands every year. And it's no wonder why. Who wants to attend a dead thing where they have a form and a fashion, but they deny the power of God in that church, the glory of God, the authority of God? Oh, they go to church and they may preach some sermons on salvation and maybe different things, but they don't get into what's really going on behind the scenes because it'll offend their members, and they don't lose members. They lose them anyway, but they're afraid to even more them off. Now, another good news article before getting one I want to share with you tonight that's really sad and sick. States advancing bills to protect youth from LGBTQ agenda. Again, states are having to pass laws to keep the children out of the hands of sexual deviants. And parents, some of the parents are actually taking the children to see these drag queen shows and all the other filth that goes on out there. These parents are not fit to be called parents at all. This is where this nation has come to because, as I taught in last Bible study, we ignored the plumb line. We ignored the plumb line. In one place for sure, Deuteronomy 22:5, we ignored that plumb line altogether. Look where we are now. But anyway, with at least 31 states, which have passed or are considering legislation seeking to protect minors from a transgender ideology in areas such as health and care and sports, governors in Indiana and Idaho signed bills into law this week outlawing harmful puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and genital surgeries for minors. Kansas lawmakers overrode their governor's veto, enacting a law that keeps biological males from competing in female sports. My, we have to debate that. With Indiana and Idaho enacting these protections, there are now 13 states that have either banned or criminalized gender-affirming care for children. Indiana State Senate Enrolled Act 480 prohibits physicians from prescribing medications and performing surgical procedures within the scope of affirming gender of minors. The law specifically prohibits any medical or surgical service that seeks to surgically alter or remove healthy physical or anatomical characteristics or features that are typical for the individual sex in order to instill or create psychological or anatomical characteristics that resemble a sex different from the individual sex, knowingly performed for this purpose of assisting an individual with a gender transition. That's a mouthful. But we have to take taxpayers' money and fight to have laws passed to ban what the Bible tells us in Leviticus and Romans both. The people who commit such acts are worthy of death. I didn't say it, God did. I don't apologize for it. It's the same as the capital crime, just like murder or rape or kidnapping was. It's the same thing for this group. But you said we won't let murderers walk the street because, well, that's bad. We can't do that. But we have. 65 to 75 million dead babies tell you that. But beyond that even, we have tolerated about everything we think that we can tolerate in the name of false love. True love means that we don't have to debate these things about our children's futures, our children's health, and our children's souls. True love means that these things are final. There's no changing them. We're not going to tolerate this. True love means you put those people that are doing this to our children out of society permanently. I didn't stutter. I don't apologize for that. Would you want your children to be cared for by child rapists, pedophiles, or murderers? No. But we tolerate them in a public school system because we're too cotton-picking lazy to educate our own children. I didn't stutter when I said that either. You don't like me, turn the radio off. Go watch something on TV. I don't pull the punches, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to soap this because I want to be part of the salty part of the body of Christ. I want to be part of the salty body of the church. Maybe I can't change what's happening since foundation will be destroyed, but I can certainly cry out and warn the people, just like Ezekiel did. Again, many people say, well, preacher, that's good preaching. But that's as far as it goes. You see, nothing's changed in society. Nothing's changed in man's nature. It is what it is. The teaching I did on ignoring the plumb line and told you very clearly how we got to the point that we have transgenders and drag queens and all the other perverts out there. That the teaching I did on that is very clear. I really thought people would just be all over the internet passing on, telling people, hey, you got to watch this. I may have had two or three responses out of that teaching. Two or three. You know why? Because it walked on people's toes. It didn't mine, too. But I've become accustomed to having myself corrected by the Word of God. I don't like it, but it doesn't bother me. Growing in Christ means changing yourself for the glory of Christ. We tolerate for years women trying to look like men. Then in the 60s, men start to look like women. And look what we have today. This next article I'm going to share after this break will explain some of you folks how we got here. The headline reads, this is the headline. This will be, by the way, in May's News Magazine. It's on our website, too, PastorBush.com. PastorBush.com. Look under Church News and Perverted News. You'll find it on there. Immoral news. Transgender pastor compares treatment of marginalized Nashville shooter to Jesus being crucified. Transgender, woman wants to be a man, pastor, I said pastor, compares a shooter in Nashville to Jesus Christ being crucified. That's your country today. Step back, wait for the rapture, don't worry about it. Keep sucking your thumb, play the little rubber ducky, and go to church. It'll be okay. I got the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Chill. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. We're going to take your phone calls, too, in just a few minutes, I promise. I do want to hear from you. And I love when new callers, call. I really do. It's just such a blessing, you know, new people that are listening, and they're there wanting to chime in. This broadcast, folks, is as much yours as mine, because without you, I wouldn't be here. So please don't feel like you're interfering with me when you call. Don't ever think that. We want you to call. We want to hear your opinion. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear your prayer request. That's what this is, a ministry. Yeah, we cover all issues. We have to, because it's all in the Bible. But it's just a matter of fact that we do appreciate y'all being out there with all of our heart. And I just hope that you'll feel free to call in. And I hope that you'll join us and share what's on your mind, ask questions, give your testimony, whatever you want to do. I mean, with all my heart, that's what I'd like for you to do. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article to you. It's quite lengthy. It's going to be in May's magazine, Minuteman Magazine. If you do not receive the Minuteman Magazine via email and send it to all your friends, you're missing something that you'll never find anywhere else. You'll never find the information I put out in this magazine, which is always 50, 60 pages long. You'll never find it in any other periodical, at least not as many articles and in such depth. And if you don't share with your friends, if you get it, shame on you. You never know what's going to open somebody's eyes to the truth. Maybe for the saving of a soul, or for a Christian to get active, realize that he's not just here to occupy space. I hope that you'll consider getting it. If you want, it's no charge. Just email me and ask me for the magazine. I'll send it to you. Just send it to pastorbutch@startmail.com. The word start, like starting a car. Start. pastorbutch@startmail.com. And say, I want on the magazine list. We'll send it to you every month. All I ask you to do is pass it on to all your friends. All right? A matriarchal here that is so absolutely blasphemous. So, I don't know what word to even use. Such an abomination. It's unbelievable. But this was inside a church in America. A transgender pastor, a woman who thinks she's a man, compares treatment of a marginalized Niceville shooter to Jesus being crucified. A liberal transgender pastor compared Niceville shooter Audrey Hale to Jesus being betrayed and crucified less than a week after Hale murdered six people at a Christian school. Micah Luigi, who was recently formally installed as a pastor of St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Fargo, North Dakota, delivered the Easter-themed sermon to the small congregation on April 2nd. I can't begin a congregation at all there. God help us for our stupidity, our lack of love for a Savior. But anyway, Easter-themed, folks, sermon. After reading the biblical account of Jesus' crucifixion, Luigi immediately brought up the mass shooting in Niceville. Instead of focusing on ways this could have been prevented, such as gun control, a significant number of people have turned their attention to the shooter's identity, the pastor lamented. Some folks have tried to focus on eradicating trans people as a solution. Amen. Go for it. But anyway, some folks have tried to focus on eradicating trans people as a solution because they have been waiting for an opportunity such as this. They've been waiting for a reason, any reason to stroke their hatred, Luigi said. You know, I have no problem with that. God hates with perfect hatred. And I'm told in the book of Psalms that I should hate what God hates. And he's angry with sinners every day. I didn't write the book. Get mad if you want to. I really don't care. The pastor goes on to deride allies who abandoned and betrayed transgender persons like Jesus' disciples who fled when he was arrested. The liberal pastor goes on, now listen to this, to compare the Pharisees' treatment of Jesus to politicians who make laws against drag shows and transgender players in sports. Those leaders were looking for any excuse, vile or not, to crucify Jesus, and they found that reason. It's baffling to me that someone's existence can be so threatening that people decide they need to be controlled, that they need laws made against them, or even worse, that the people that they find so threatening should die, Luigi remarked. Again, folks, I go back to the Word of God. I don't care where this pervert goes. I go back to the Word of God. The Bible says murderers, rapists, thieves, kidnappers, sexual perverts are worthy of death. I didn't say it. She don't have to like it. I mean, this pervert, I wish I could talk to her. It'd probably make her mad. I don't mean to, but I'm not going back up and tell her. I'm not going to call her honey, if you know what I mean, or sister. The pastor also compared how transgenders were treated in the U.S. to the Holocaust and Japanese internment camps later on in his message. Jesus did not die so violence could be perpetrated in God's name. Jesus did not die for access to guns, Luigi says. This is going on in a, quote, church in North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota. May I submit to you that this is sick beyond words, not worthy to be even compared to anything of common sense, much less the Word of God. And what's the church doing? What's the little congregation there doing? Tolerating it. After all, God is love. And we got to love all people, just like God does, although God doesn't love all people, sorry to say. No, he died for everybody's sins because he loved us. But he doesn't love the people that are sinners continuously. Read it, folks, read your Bible. I did teach them that in the Bible study a couple months ago on this. A couple months ago, I taught this in quite a bit of depth. But most people don't want to hear it because it rocks your playhouse. It makes them feel like, well, if I believe that way, then I got to speak up. I'll be kicked out of my family. My friends won't like me no more. Let's see. Was Christ denied by his friends and family? And for whose purpose? And for what purpose? And for whose good? Was it not ours? Was it not to obey his Father? But what's different today, sure it is. Sure it's different. We're more cowards today than they were back then. It's different. The world's in a whole lot worse shape. It's different. But again, folks, I'm not here to try to upset anyone, but I'm also not here to try to appease anyone, but tell them little fairy tales to make them feel better. It just ain't going to happen. That's all I got to say. Ain't going to happen. Now, we're going to take phone calls in a second. All the lines are full right now. If you want to call in, just place your new card right down this number. Write down this number and call and talk to us. 844. It's toll free. 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Call us from overseas if you can. Call me where you want to. New callers, we'd love to hear from you. Don't be afraid of us. I really don't bite. I don't. But I'll tell you the truth because I love you. That's the best I can do. He's had the kind of love that Christ had. He called it like it was. He called the preachers of his day, the Pharisees and Sadducees. He called what they were, the children of Satan. They were liars, and he was their father. He was crucified, mostly and a lot, because he tore down their playhouses. He wouldn't play their games in church, so to speak. Well, anyway, let's go to the phone line. Like I promise. Let's start first with Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Yeah, thank you, Butch, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This woman that you're talking about, I heard about this several days ago, and I used to be in a Lutheran church. In fact, I still love many of the doctrines, the teachings of Martin Luther. If Luther was around today, he wouldn't just roll over in his grave. He would take him out. And I don't mean take him out and do the witch shed. I mean, he'd do something different.
I understand
it's an abomination.
It is an abomination.
And we allowed it. There's a verse, and I'm talking about this tomorrow on my broadcast, and I can't remember where it's at. It says, men should not put on women's clothing, and women should not put on men's clothing, for it's an abomination before God.
That's right.
And then when we get into Hebrews chapter 1, Romans chapter 1, there's a verse there, and I was just thinking about it, and I don't have time to look it up. But that certain verse talks about how they, and I'm going to paraphrase it, knew that Jesus Christ, God the Father, and Holy Spirit does exist, and they are righteous,
right.
But choose to follow and worship the creation other than, above the Creator, which is saying we acknowledge Lucifer as being our God. And we're going to act like women and transgender, and we're going to, pedophile your children, and we're going to rape your children, and we're going to transgender your children, and we're going to groom them for our sexual pleasures because we can't have babies.
That's true. I've said many, many times they cannot reproduce, so they have to recruit.
Right. And this is the grooming. I remember David Arthur teaching about this several years ago when we went to a conference. He says, all they can do is groom, recruit and groom. That's all they can do. Use your abuse to kick you to the curb. And, folks, I'm going to tell you this. All you folks out there who think they're gay, I'm sorry, you're not gay, you're homosexual. I won't consider you gay or sodomite. All you think, people think you're doing the right thing. The American Communist Party, which is the Democrats, and Socialist Communist Party, American Socialist Communist Party, which is the Republicans, they don't care. They're going to use you until they get their final agenda, then they're going to kick you to the curb, too. You don't have any place in their kingdom. They're going to use you, no matter what.
That's very true. That's very true. different issue, but the same thing. Another shooting
right.
in the day. They're going to do these shootings to the outlaw the guns. That's all part of it. You know that.
Definitely. I mean, that's what they want, and they're going to do it. I just read an article, and in fact, I'm talking about this tomorrow, too, is that the woman in California at San Francisco University, she was, she's a woman that speaks out for women in sports because she was beat out by a man
right.
who claimed to be a woman.
Right.
And she started, and the transgenders of that college there just started rioting against her. I call it rioting. It's
terrorism. They beat her. They actually beat her.
Yeah, they were beating her, and she had, and a campus police and her were barricaded in a office or room or someplace for 3 hours. Now, where was the police in this? Or unless they're just a bunch of poor men with zippers for an excuse.
That's exactly right. But this college said this wasn't really it was just a protest. It wasn't really a crime committed.
Well, Butch, if you and I did it, I guarantee we'd have shiny bracelets in a heartbeat.
Well, look what happened. Jim was going to have one tonight, a young preacher from Canada named Derek. He's in jail now, tonight. He couldn't do the program. Was he in jail? What for? Preaching the Bible.
And the Lord told us these things are coming.
Well, he said in Matthew 5, he said, you'll be tried under the foot of men.
And Canada just recently passed sodomite laws.
Oh, yes.
Protecting the sodomites.
Yep, that's true.
And they added more to the caucus. And this poor gentleman in Canada, I mean, he knows that they're a communist country. Hey, folks, they are communists. So are we. We're a communist country, and we're going into a worse direction than communism.
I totally agree. I got calls filled up the line here, but good calls. And I guess I'll see you Saturday, I hope.
You will see us Saturday.
All right, brother. Have a good one. Talk to you soon. I hate to cut him off, folks, but time going by so quickly. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on. Come on in. You're not one of those troublemakers, ain't you?
Yeah, proud to be so, Bush. If pride is good, it would be good in that instance. Probably
amen.
That would alone.
Amen.
I just called in to say this. You know, I was talking to a pastor at one of the churches here that support me here where I'm at in Arizona, and there's the ones that support me are very, very few. But when I was talking, there's two pastors there, and both of them have doctor in front of their name. So when I first went in there, I said, "Boy, I'm in big trouble here." I said, "You know, nobody's going to want to listen to me." But you know, by the grace of God, they did. And and so now they support me. That church supports me. And the other day when I was talking to him, I says, "Can you name me one city in the Bible, you know, that come under the judgment of God that was walking in his ways?" And, of course, the answer was no. The only time the judgment of God comes on is when you turn from his ways and lean to your own understanding. Okay, so as, there's where we are in America today. I mean, see, it is really that simple. And you touched it on earlier. If the salt has lost its savor, okay, it's no good. It's good for absolutely positively nothing.
That's right.
And so when you have nothing, Satan comes in and fills that void. I mean, it was bad enough when you lost your savor. But you can't even see that you lost your savor, and that's where we are, Butch. I mean, you've got to recognize your sin before you can repent from those sins.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
In the scripture, it told that when God wrote Ichabod above the door of the church in the temple, he wrote Ichabod above him, which means by glory is departed. But they went right on having church. They didn't even know he was gone. That's America's church today.
Absolutely, positively. That's exactly the way it is. You know, I deal with it all the time. And just recently, when I go out to the street, I put up that sign, another sign, a scripture sign, just very simply here. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Look at America. You cannot turn I don't have a television, okay? But I can't turn on the radio or anything like that without hearing somebody being killed and things being stolen and things being destroyed. Now, that's clear. Any ignorant idiot could see that right there. And there's only one way to overturn that. Right? And that is to confess your own personal sins, cry out and ask the Savior to save you and start walking in the power of his might and cast off your own might. Now I want to say one more thing. I've been with this ministry for a long, long time, and I'm living on a Social Security check. And I don't have that much, okay? But I just want to let everybody know, this is important. If you just drop a couple shekels in an envelope and send it in and help him stay on the air. Okay. Maybe we can save the people's souls. We're not going to save this whole nation. I understand that. But we can save souls by this ministry right here. Like I said, and I'm going to just do a little funny thing here, probably a shekel a day might just keep the old devil away. So just drop it in an envelope, send it in to call to decision, you know, and I'll tell you what, there's one person, when they found out that my wife had cancer, I won't mention names, but the man was so gracious to me. He sent me a large sum of money. Amen. I never asked for no money.
Amen.
By his own heart, he sent it to me. And so, you know, I'm getting bills. You know, if your wife's got cancer, you get bills from all over the place.
Amen.
And so we're being able to pay those because of faithful people, you know, loved us and helped us out, and we appreciate it. And the person that did that, he knows who it is. That's all I'm going to say. Blessings to you, brother.
And by the way, brother, how's your lovely wife doing?
She's doing fairly well right now. She still has trouble walking, but her attitude is good. And if we go out on the street this Wednesday, by God, she's going to be there with us.
Amen. Amen, folks.
Yeah.
Please,
yeah,
keep down in your prayers. You just hear Gary talking about his wife, and he loves his wife. His wife loves him, and his wife is a strong helpmate. And all God's men, real men, need a good helpmate. That's what the Bible says, not me. And pray for Donna that the Lord touch her body and heal her. Let her stay a little while longer with her husband, fighting to save the lives of the unborn and stand for righteousness. Please, you folks, pray with you. Just pray for Donna. And thank you, Gary, for being there. I do appreciate it. And your help every month really means a lot to me. Please know that.
Thank you very much, my brother.
I'll talk to you soon, friend. Bye-bye.
Okay,
folks,
bye-bye.
Again, lines are open, 844-769-2944. Let's talk to Gary in Kentucky. Gary, come on in.
This is Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I just talked to Gary. Chris, come on in. Welcome, my friend.
Yeah,
come on in.
Yeah, you know, we had an event here in Louisville about 15 minutes from where I live today. And
oh, I know. That's going to keep on going to get to the takeaway guns. That's what it's all about. You know that.
And why was the ATF suddenly all there? The news media, I was watching and studying this all day long. I said, here we go. It's gun grab. They used the pronoun he, she again. With this Connor Sturgeon, whatever his name is, I think this is a psyop, Butch.
I'm sure it is.
They did something. Yeah, they did something to his mind. He was set up. If he had suicidal problems, if he was a psychiatrist, what did they put in his mind? I think they put some drugs in there to have him freak.
Let's face it, Chris.
Like,
let's face it. They don't care how many people die. As long as they get their way. I mean, 9/11 proves that. I mean, they don't care how many die until they get their way. They want to take away our means of defending ourselves, and they're going to do it. Now, what's going to happen after they pass the laws? How many people are going to cave in? I'd say at least 90% of them will cave in. All those are mouthing all the time, well, I won't get mine as long as I'm alive. They're liars.
All right.
Most of them will turn
right
in. You know that.
Exactly, and that's why they had the feds on there. Oh, look, you don't need the Bible. Look, the government is your Superman. We're right there. We're going to save you. Yeah, the ATF, the FBI, and you know what? You're nothing but a tyrannical bunch of New World Order Antichrist scum. Where is the men in this country? If somebody had a concealed carry in front of that bank, what happened today? You don't need the government. That's what I'm talking about. We need real men and women to come up there, take out there. What the Second Amendment is not about is not about deer hunting. It's to protect the sovereign of this country. But we've lost it, Butch. Softened the men down. They softened the women down. Netflix and just stay home. COVID, the scam demic, did this to the big test. Stay home. The New World Order knows better. That's what they're doing to us, Butch. They're brainwashing us.
Yes, they're
going right after that Second Amendment. That's what it's about.
You know, we're blessed here in West Virginia, right across the border from you. We carry a gun without a permit. And I tell you now that I would say that at least 50% of people I talk to every day, either carrying openly or concealed. I ask them, and then they're carrying. And a guy by my house the other day working on a computer. He's packing up a pistol under his coat. And here in our state, we can do that. We don't need a permit. The crime rate went down in West Virginia. But there's still shootings. But they're not nearly as many as other places. Because people around here are armed, as I am when I go out. And states, you need to get after your legislature to pass in that state. 28 states already passed it. Constitutional carry, that's 29 counting Florida now. Constitutional carry where you can carry without a permit so you can protect yourself.
Yeah, we need to push that. We need to get this tyrant little Newsom Jr. Bashir. He was putting on a show after this shooting, like, oh, after 3 years, why is everybody... Stop acting like a tyrant. You're not Jesus. You are our servant. You're not going to tell us what to do. Jesus is Lord. And they always have to, this Antichrist. I listen to the media, Butch. You can hear the verbs like, well, you don't need the Bible. You don't need the church. You need us. You know how they put those in with those pronouns with that? I can hear it.
Of course.
And
read between the lines.
We need to get that. And I think there's Rice is a patriot senator we have in Kentucky. There's a couple of good ones in there. We need to get them in the governor's office and get that little Newsom Jr. out. I'm done with Bashir.
Good for you. I don't know how I beat the last guy. The last guy I liked pretty good. Don't remember his name. He was your governor before that, Bashir.
I think he was a pretty good guy to me. I believe that the election was stolen on that.
Oh, I had no doubt.
It was a perfect storm.
No doubt.
The COVID scamdemic. That's what it
no
was.
No doubt. All right. Anything else you want to say, Chris?
I want to keep in prayer for my sister Lisa. She broke her ankle, I'm trying to get her saved too. So she doesn't know the Lord, and I'm taking care of her.
All right, good for you. All right, Chris, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
folks. We've got about 2 minutes left. You want to call? You still can if you hurry. 844-769-2944. And I know that a lot of times, all things what I preach, folks, is not tickle year kind of sermons. They're not even really feel-good sermons. I realize that. Some preachers are given, I guess, sometimes different callings and what to preach, how to preach. My job is to be a watchman on the wall and try to show his people where they went wrong, as we're told in the book of Isaiah. We're supposed to cry aloud and spare not. That's what I try to do for the glory of God. It's not about me. Please don't ever think that I'm anything special. I am not. I'm a mere mortal. I'm a West Virginia hillbilly, and not ashamed of that. Folks, for the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night with a guest, Pastor Jim Harden, whose clinics have been bombed, and they finally arrest somebody after over a year. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.